Good morning, everyone. This is John Alls, and I'd like to welcome you back to the Sunday morning radio broadcast of Independence Baptist Church. Now, for the last couple of months, we've been covering the topic of justification, and we'll be continuing on that topic this week. So if you have your Bibles, you can turn to Romans chapter 4, verses 1 through 4, as we turn it over to Pastor Wayne Reynolds.
Are we justified by faith, or are we justified by works? Let me read to you the book of Romans, chapter 4, verse 1 through verse 4. The Bible says, "What shall we say then that Abraham our father, as pertaining to the flesh, hath found? For if Abraham were justified by works, he hath whereof to glory, but not before God. For what saith the Scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness." However, in the book of James, chapter 2, and verse 21, the Bible states this: "Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect. And the Scripture was fulfilled which said, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed to him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God." You know, a lot of people, they look at these scriptures, and one says that Abraham is justified by faith. The other says that Abraham is justified by works. The whole point is that Abraham was totally justified. In the book of Romans, chapter 4, and verse 1, the Bible said, "What shall we say then, that Abraham our father, as pertaining to the flesh, hath found? For if Abraham were justified by works, he hath whereof to glory, but not before God." The subject of Romans, chapter 4, is salvation. Abraham was justified by faith. The Bible said that he believed God. This passage, the book of Romans, chapter 4, verse 3, refers back to Genesis, chapter 15, and verse 6. If you read this scripture, you'll find at this place that Abraham was named Abram. He was not even called Abraham at this point of his life. But as Abram talked to the Lord, and the Lord talked with him, Abram was told by God that he was going to have a child, and that it was going to be through this child that the great promises of God would be given. But Abraham said, "What child are you talking about? I don't even have any children, Lord." That's in verse 2. In verse 4, the word of the Lord came unto Abram and said, "This shall not be thine heir." That is, "The heir shall not be the steward of your house." The Bible says, "But he that shall come forth out of thine own bowels shall be thine heir." And then God brought Abram out, and he brought him to look outside up at the stars. And God said unto him, "Look now toward heaven and tell the stars if thou be able to number them." And he said unto him, "So shall thy seed be." And the Bible says there in verse 6, "So he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness." It was at this point that Abram was a believer. He was confirmed a believer in the eyes of God. But the year, if you look in your Bible, think that some Bibles have the year written down beside of chapter 13. My Bible has 1913 B.C. It was at that point that Abram believed. But there were several years that went by, and they had no children as yet. And so finally, Sarah went to Abram and she said, "I don't have any children, and so I want you to go into my handmaid, Hagar, and the Lord will raise up a descendant from Hagar. It won't be from me, but it'll be from Hagar instead." And Abram did that. But the child that Hagar brought forth was not the promised seed, not at all. The Bible states in Genesis chapter 17 that Abram was 99 years old, and the Lord appeared to him again. It's about 15 years later. So the child that Hagar brought forth was about 14 or 15 years old. And Abram fell on his face before God, and God talked with him in that place. In Genesis chapter 17 and verse 4, "As for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations." Now, it was at this point that God changed the name of Abram to Abraham. In verse 15 of this same chapter, God said unto Abraham, "As for Sarah thy wife, thou shalt not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall her name be. And I will bless her, and give thee a son also of her. Yea, I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall come out of her." This is what the Bible says. And you know what happened? Even though Abraham and Sarah laughed at God, it was still brought forth that Isaac was born. He was born of Sarah when she was actually too old to have a child. And this is the great promise that God has given to us. But remember this, in our text, in the book of Romans chapter 4 and verse 13, that Abraham trusted the Lord 15 years before that ever happened. Now we find something else taking place. This is the story of James chapter 2 and verse 21. The Bible says here, "Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar?" Well, there is not a contradiction between Romans chapter 4 and verse 3 and James chapter 2 and verse 21. There is no contradiction at all there. One is talking about Abraham's salvation. The other is talking about Abraham's life. And we understand that this is the way that it is in everybody's life. This is the way it happens with you. And this is the way it happens with me. We all are saved by the grace of Almighty God. God supplies for us a blessing that we cannot get for ourselves. God did this, and Abraham believed the Lord, and the Lord counted him for righteousness. But there came a time when that faith must be tried. There come a time when that trust in Christ must be tried. And God is the one that initiates all of that. In Genesis chapter 22, in this place, God speaks to Abraham. And God says, "I want you to go up. I want you to go up to a mountain. And I want you to offer there your son upon an offering." This is an unspeakable, hard thing that God has called Abraham to do. But Abraham, in the next morning, he gets all ready. He takes himself, he takes his son, he takes the wood, he takes everything that he needs for an offering, except the offering. And he goes up to offer. I personally believe, this is my own personal belief, that Abraham, when he offered up Isaac upon the altar, that Isaac was willing. The Bible doesn't say anything about Isaac ever rebelling against God. The Bible doesn't say that at all. I don't know what Abraham thought on his mind. I cannot go there. I cannot say that. But I can say that I believe that Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness. And this is revealed later when Abraham offers Isaac upon an altar. The Bible states that Abraham was totally ready to offer his only son upon this altar. The Bible states in Genesis chapter 22 and verse 10, "And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took his knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven, saying, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Hear am I. And he said, lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything upon him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing that is not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. Listen, the Bible states that Abraham was justified by faith when he believed God concerning the son that he was going to give some 15 years later. And then another 15 years went by. And the Bible states there that Abraham was going to offer his only son upon the altar. He was going to do something that God wanted him to do. And he did that. Listen, this is what God always declares for us to do. The Bible says in verse 22 of James chapter 2, and this is the important thing, seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled, which said, Abraham believed God. That's referring right back to the book of Romans chapter 4 and verse 21. Also to the book of Genesis chapter 15. Abraham believed God, and it was imputed to him for righteousness. And he was called the friend of God. Yes, all of these points lead us to understand that justification by faith leads to justification by works. It is impossible to put justification by works ahead of or in front of justification by faith. Justification by faith always comes first. And once a person has faith in Christ, it doesn't make any difference how long it takes for God's promises to be fulfilled. They will be fulfilled. This is what the lesson is this morning, that justification by works is possible only after justification by faith.
We pray that you're receiving a blessing from these messages on justification. And if you're lost, we pray that the Lord will use these messages to work in your life and to get you to consider your condition before God. And if you have any questions, feel free to call us at 636-673-2180. Or our website is another good resource, which is www.independencebaptist.org. Now, for the last few weeks, we've mentioned that we would be holding our annual revival services the week of July 14th through the 19th. And for those of you that were not able to attend and hear the messages by Brother Bill Van Noonan, we will be posting those to the website pretty soon. So check our website occasionally for updates to the audio portions. The website address is www.independencebaptist.org. You'll also find a lot of other audio files out there of our prior radio broadcasts, as well as recordings from many of our other special services and Bible institutes. And you'll also be able to find many different articles, tracts, and books that are available. And we desire that each of these items be used as a resource for anyone that needs them. And because of this, each item is available free of charge from that website. Although you may not have been able to come to the revival services, there's still an opportunity to come and worship with us each week. We'll be having services this morning at 10 a.m. for Sunday school, followed by 11 a.m. worship services. And we'll also have a prayer meeting at 3:45 this afternoon, followed by worship services at 4:30. Then during the week, we always meet on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. for a Bible study. And you can find our building at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. And we would be absolutely thrilled to have you come and worship with us. Well, I can see that our time is pretty well up this morning. So we do want to take just a second and thank you again for listening and ask that you tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message on justification.